If a group of people who designated the Korban Pesach for themselves, they were all part of one chabura, one group for the Korban Pesach, and they lost their Korban Pesach, and the members of the group said to one of those people, one of the members of the group, go out and search for the Korban Pesach which we lost, search for that animal, and slaughter it for us if you find it, then slaughter the Korban Pesach with all of us in mind. And he went to Motza, he found the Korban Pesach, v'shochat, and he slaughtered it on behalf of all of them. However, in the meanwhile, the Heim Lokhu, they also bought another Korban Pesach, whilst they were waiting for this person to come back. V'shochtu, and they indeed slaughtered that as their new Korban Pesach. So the halacha is that im shelo nishchat rishon, if they work out and they realize that this messenger, he slaughtered the original Korban Pesach first, before the rest of the group slaughtered their new Korban Pesach. So he slaughtered it on behalf of everybody. So that worked for everybody. They became part of that group. They remain part of that group. And so hu eichel mishaloi, he eats from his own Korban Pesach which he slaughtered. And v'heim eichel imo mishaloi, all of the other members also eat from that Korban Pesach because they were all part of that group. Whereas the second Korban Pesach, that was totally invalid when it was slaughtered, because all of the members had already had a Korban Pesach slaughtered on their behalf. So the second Korban Pesach which they slaughtered would be invalid and it would have to be burnt. Just like every Korban Pesach which is slaughtered but has no members. On the other hand, if their Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, so they didn't do that on behalf of the other person. They did that only on behalf of themselves. So they would eat from their own Korban Pesach, because by slaughtering that new Korban Pesach, they're effectively saying that they are removing themselves from being part of the original Korban Pesach. And they're allowed to do that as long as that hasn't been slaughtered yet. And they designated a new Korban Pesach to slaughter for themselves. On the other hand, the first guy, the messenger who was sent to search for the original Korban Pesach, so he wasn't part of their Korban Pesach. So when he slaughtered his, that worked for him alone, because everybody else had already slaughtered something else. And so v'hu eichel mishaloi, he would eat from his own Korban Pesach, which was valid only for him. If it is not known which of them was slaughtered first, or they slaughtered both of the korbanos at the same time, or at least roughly the same time, so certainly hu eichel mishaloi, he, the messenger, can eat from his own Korban Pesach, because as we just saw, whether his was slaughtered first, or the other people's was slaughtered first, his is always valid for himself. However, v'heim eilam eichel imai, the other people do not eat the Korban Pesach with him, because it could be that theirs was slaughtered first, in which case they are not part of the other group, of the original group, of the original Korban Pesach. On the other hand, they can't eat from their new Korban Pesach in case the first Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, which would mean that they are part of the original Korban Pesach's group. And so v'shalahen, their Korban Pesach, which they slaughtered, yetzel v'sasreifa, it would end up needing to be burnt, because no one would be able to eat it. However, they are exempt from bringing a Korban Pesach a month later on Pesach Sheni, because at the end of the day, they were part of a group on a Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach was bought. It was offered up. They're just not sure if they were actually part of that Korban Pesach. Only one of the animals was actually bought as a Korban Pesach. But since there's at least a 50-50 chance that that was the Korban Pesach which they were part of, and even if it wasn't, at least they were designated and part of a group of a Korban Pesach, so that already is enough to exempt them from bringing another Korban Pesach for Pesach Sheni. The mission now brings the exact opposite case. Omar Lohen, he, the messenger who went to search for a Korban Pesach, said to everybody else, Imecharti, if I'm delayed, and I don't return with a Korban Pesach by such and such a time, then you, Tzu'u v'shachtu alai, you should go out and slaughter another Korban Pesach also on my behalf. So they didn't say anything to him, but he told them to slaughter a Korban Pesach on his behalf. Holach u'motza v'shochat. Meanwhile, this messenger went and he found the original Korban Pesach, and he slaughtered it on behalf of everybody. V'heim lokhu v'shochatu. And the other members also bought a Korban Pesach and slaughtered it on everybody's behalf. So im shalohen ishchat rishon, if their Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, then hein eichel mishalohen, they would eat from their Korban Pesach v'hu eichel imohen, and he would eat it with them, because they slaughtered it on behalf of him as well, just like he told them to. And since that was slaughtered first, so he was part of that group, whereas his own Korban Pesach, which is slaughtered second, was totally invalid, because he was already part of the other Korban Pesach. If the messenger's Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, so hu eichel mishaloi, he would eat from that Korban Pesach, but he did not slaughter it on behalf of everybody else, which means that when the other people slaughtered their Korban Pesach, that was totally valid for them, so therefore they would eat from their own Korban Pesach which they bought. The main yodua is menis had reshain. If it is not known which of them was sorted first, or they sorted both of them at roughly the same time. So heilachim shalohen, they, the other members of the group, can eat from their carbon pesach, because whatever order the things happened, they would be valid for their own carbon pesach. However, the hu einach lemohen, he, the messenger, cannot eat it with them, because it could be that he sorted his own one first, in which case he removed himself from the rest of the group, and he was not part of the other Korban Pesach. But at the same time, he cannot definitely eat his Korban Pesach, which he slaughtered by himself, in case the rest of the group's Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, also on his behalf. And therefore, v'shalei yitzei lo'yis ha'sreifa, the messenger's Korban Pesach, which he slaughtered only for himself, would need to be burnt, since there is nobody to eat it. But once again, a posel b'las Pesach Sheni, he would be exempt from bringing a Korban Pesach a month later on Pesach Sheni. Now what happens if omar lohen v'omru lo'y? If the messenger told them that if they slaughter a Korban Pesach, they should do it on his behalf as well, and the rest of the group told him as well to also slaughter it on behalf of them if he finds it. So the halach is, la'ochen kulam la'rishayin, everybody would eat from whichever Korban Pesach was bought first, because it was bought for everybody. And of course, the second Korban Pesach would be burnt, because nobody is part of that group. Then ein yodua is menishad rishayin. But if it's not known which of them was slaughtered first, then shenei mitzvei sreifa, both of them need to be burnt, because either of them could be the second one which was slaughtered. Now also in this case, they would be exempt from Pesach Sheni. Now what happens if lo yomar lohen v'lo yomru lo'y? If he didn't tell them to slaughter it on his behalf, and they didn't tell him to slaughter it on their behalf. So in this case, in an achroim ze lo ze, neither of them are responsible for the other group, or for the messenger, and so if they both slaughter it, it would actually end up being totally fine. Both of them would be valid, the messenger would eat his own Korban Pesach by himself, and everybody else would be part of their own group as well, who would bring the Korban Pesach separate from the messenger.